Tonight, breaking news, decision night. It all comes down to this.
That America's best days are still ahead of us if we reach for them together.
The new adventure is making America great again. We're going to do it.
On this historic night, who will it be? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Just minutes away from the first wave of polls closing and the first results after a grueling and bitterly divisive campaign. Voters lined up across the nation to make their voices heard. The candidates, after crisscrossing the nation, end up just a mile apart tonight as the results roll in. But will it be a contested race? Trump already launching a legal challenge. Our election team is out in force with the campaigns and in crucial battlegrounds as tonight America finally decides who will be the next president of the United States. Nightly news begins right now.
Decision night in America. This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
And good evening from the NBC News Election Center, where tonight we are covering the dramatic finale to a presidential campaign like no other. The candidates' final arguments reminding us one last time of their strikingly opposite visions of America. Donald Trump vowing one more time to build a border wall. Hillary Clinton talking about bridging divides. Today, turnout at polling places across the country has been brisk. There's a lot of excitement out there. Voters seem eager to put their stamp on this election and for it to be over. And watching it all, Trump and Clinton, who on this final night find themselves just blocks from each other and us here on the west side of Manhattan. Our team is in place, starting with Andrea Mitchell at Clinton headquarters. Andrea, good evening.
Hillary Clinton has been working towards for decades, and now we're only hours away from finding out if it's going to happen. Tonight, her team telling us they are tired but confident.
On the day when she could make history, Hillary and Bill Clinton casting their votes this morning.
So many people are counting on the outcome of this election, what it means for our country, and I'll do the very best I can if I'm fortunate enough to win today.
The Clinton team tonight hunkered down in a New York hotel. NBC News learning two speeches are being written, both appealing for unity, a theme Clinton's been previewing.
We have to bridge the divides in this country.
This afternoon, speculating on what Bill Clinton would be called if she wins.
I think probably first gentleman is the most likely outcome, but I'll tell you some of the other suggestions. First dude.
Tonight, though confident in their get-out-the-vote effort, Clinton's aides nervous about some battlegrounds. Their top worry, NBC News has learned, North Carolina. And other states like Michigan, New Hampshire, and even Pennsylvania. No accident, Clinton made a 1 a.m. stop in Raleigh. A raucous crowd cheering the candidate and Lady Gaga.
This is sure worth staying up for.
Before that, 33,000 on hand at Independence Hall for Springsteen.
If we're just dancing in the dark.
And an unprecedented joint appearance by the Clintons and Obamas. The president fighting for her and also his legacy.
I'm asking you to work as hard as you can this one last day to elect, my fellow Americans, this fighter, this stateswoman, this mother, this grandmother, this patriot, our next president of the United States of America, Hillary Clinton.
And this personal moment.
I'm going to be permanently there for you.
President Obama easing the way for the woman he wants to succeed him.
Let's make history together.
A notable return to the trail for this last hurrah. Huma Abedin at the center of that email firestorm, the issue that's cost Clinton the trust of so many voters all year. Still, the mood now exuberant, even playful, as her closest advisors join a new social media craze called the Mannequin Challenge. By 3:30 a.m., a welcome home celebration, and the long wait for results begins.
And just take a look at the ceiling above her when she comes here to the Javits Center to speak tonight. It is glass. Remember when Hillary Clinton lost last time? She said she had at least created 18 million cracks in the glass ceiling. Tonight, she hopes to shatter it. Lester.
Andrea Mitchell tonight here in New York. Thanks. And just across town from the Clinton camp, Donald Trump is huddled with his family, friends, and advisors. NBC's Katie Turr has followed the Trump campaign since the very beginning and has more with the finish line in sight tonight.
Donald Trump was cheered and heckled this morning as he went out to vote. This New York City hometown crowd, a microcosm of the country, divided. After 511 days, it all comes down to tonight.
I'm nervous. I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity. It's tremendous enthusiasm from everybody.
Will Trump's protest campaign turn into a protest administration? As the hours tick by, Trump was holed up in his Manhattan skyscraper, but he wasn't staying quiet.
If you do lose tonight, what's your next move?
Well, I'm going to have to see under what circumstances. I mean, honestly, look, I want everything to be really, really smooth and really, really good. I understand the importance of that. I was very good in history.
Trump tweeting late, this election is far from over. Go Florida. 18 months ago, gliding down that golden escalator, Trump changed this country. His campaign would go on to capture the frustration of millions of Americans who felt left behind and wronged by their government. To them, his crass honesty was a breath of fresh air.
He says things that I would probably say.
He's our savior.
To millions of others, Trump was toxic. No one knows what will happen to Trump's supporters, those disillusioned with the system, and married in a shotgun wedding to the Republican Party.
That activism that he's awakened, that populism, if you will, I don't suspect is going to go away anytime soon.
Now Trump, a man who never served in the military, never held elected office, shocked and insulted his way through 2016, stands on the precipice of the highest office in the land.
The election is now. Can you believe it? It's today. It's today. It's unbelievable.
Last night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Trump ended his campaign the same way he began it.
But don't worry about it. We'll build a wall. Don't worry about it.
Then, shortly after 1 a.m., Trump signed off for the last time.
And we will make America great again. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. God bless you, everybody.
Donald Trump is launching returns at Trump Tower. His team is optimistic, touting epic turnout in white Republican counties in Michigan and New Hampshire. But two New Hampshire sources tell me they aren't nearly as confident, one describing that state as close, tense, and sickening. Lester.
Katie Turr tonight, thank you. And as we await the first results of the presidential election, we're getting a look at some early exit poll insight into the mood of the voters and why people are voting. For a closer look at those, let's turn to NBC's Hallie Jackson here with us. Hi, Hallie.
Good evening, Lester. One of the biggest headlines that we are seeing so far in our early exit polls has to do with the group we've been talking about really this whole campaign, and that is college-educated white female voters who went for Barack Obama in 2008, Mitt Romney in 2012. And look what's happening now. They are breaking for Clinton, according to this early data, by 8%. Remember what happened in 2012? It was the flip side. They went for Romney by 6%. But here's some news for Donald Trump's campaign. Check out what's happening with white women without college degrees. They are breaking for Donald Trump by 24%. This is decisive, especially when you compare it to the 2012 numbers. You can see Donald Trump is outperforming where Mitt Romney was. He won that group with 20% of the vote. So what does this tell us, right? It's not necessarily the gender gap that we're going to be talking about all night. It is the education gap, specifically, Lester, when it comes to these white women voters.
Hallie Jackson, thanks very much. Let's turn out to Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator, Meet the Press. What are you watching here tonight?
Well, we get a big clue very early in just a few minutes. Look at all the major poll closings by 8 o'clock. Georgia and Virginia are going to give us clues. North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania. We're going to know early how late of a night this is going to be. How, in, for instance, Virginia and Georgia, are these quick calls? Or are these, do they take us a while? The longer we take, the more likely it's a good night for Trump. Now, let me tell you one thing, because Florida is going to be perhaps the biggest story of the night. So watch what happens if Florida ends up blue. If it does, Trump has to sweep everything here, throw in New Hampshire, and he's got to win Michigan and Pennsylvania in order to pull it off. The point is this. Florida is going to tell us everything tonight as far as the path for Donald Trump.
All right, Chuck, as you make your way over here, we're joined by the rest of our election night team, NBC Savannah Guthrie and our Tom Brokaw. Savannah, another big storyline here, a big drama is who controls the Senate at the end of this night?
This may be a real cliffhanger. We may not know by the end of the night. So about a third of the seats in the Senate are up for grabs. The Republicans are defending 24 of them. And these have become all-out battles in a handful of states. We've got a map we can show you. Nevada, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, and New Hampshire. The Democrats have to net 4 or 5 seats to get control of the Senate, depending on who wins the presidency. But it is going to be a nail biter of a night. Some of these races are exceedingly close.
All right. And Tom, history could be made tonight. How hard is it going to be for whomever the next president is to unite this divided country?
Well, I really think, Lester, this is a transformational election. If Hillary Clinton wins, we will have had 2 terms of an African-American president and now a woman in the White House, and they have depended on those growing constituencies of the Hispanics, larger African-American robust voters, and then young people and women. If Donald Trump wins as a Republican, what happens to the rest of the Republican Party? If he loses, does the Republican Party then become a smaller, mostly white place that doesn't know quite where it wants to go and how it wants to get there? But whoever wins, as you say, you got to put the country back together again, and that means a lot of the high temperatures have to be lowered in the next year at least.
And Chuck, some of that healing will have to begin tonight. One of them is going to make a concession speech and has to start now.
Tonight, the most important speech is the concession speech. Okay? How, whoever loses, how they set the tone. Then, look, later in the week, it's really important for the president-elect. Tonight, the concession speech will tell us how hard it will be to heal this country.
All right, you mentioned a moment ago Florida, all eyes on Florida, critical battleground state. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez is standing by in Miami to give us a picture of things down there. Gabe?
Lester, good evening. With about half of eligible voters here in Florida voting early or absentee, this was an election day like none other. Many voters here in Miami-Dade County telling us it's about time that the rest of the country paid attention to that so-called Latino surge. 36% of early Hispanic voters were actually voting for the first time. And across the country, according to the Pew Research Center, there were 4 million more Hispanic eligible voters this year than back in 2012. Tonight, the critical question for the Trump campaign, can even a strong showing in northern Florida be enough to keep his presidential hopes alive? Lester.
Gabe Gutierrez in Florida, thanks. There is more still ahead tonight. We're back in a moment with breaking news on problems at the polls and the latest on concerns over the security of your vote. We'll be right back. We're back now with just minutes to go until the first wave of poll closings. For some Americans, simply casting a ballot was a battle unto itself today with long lines in several states, while in Pennsylvania there are multiple reports of voting machine glitches and the Trump campaign launching a lawsuit in Nevada over polling hours. Let's get to NBC's Pete Williams here. Pete, put it in perspective for us.
Well, Lester, it's a question of how the whole process worked in early voting. Trump's lawyers say election officials in 4 mostly Democratic polling places in Las Vegas illegally stayed open beyond the posted closing time and allowed people to vote who got in line after the polls closed. His lawyers asked the state court judge to set the ballots and voting machines from those precincts aside and reveal the name of all the poll workers. But in a brief hearing, the judge wasn't impressed and said it would lead to harassment.
Do you watch Twitter? Have you watched any cable news show? There are internet, the vernacular trolls, who could get this information and harass people who just want to help their fellow citizens vote.
The lawsuit seemed intended to lay the groundwork for a later challenge with at most a few hundred votes at stake. In Pennsylvania, scattered complaints from voters in 9 counties that when they pressed the button to vote a straight Republican ticket, the machine lit up Democratic candidates. No comment from the state, but officials in one county said they haven't seen the machines do that.
And for about half an hour, Colorado's voter registration list was offline. Voters were given provisional ballots during that period. But it's worth noting, Lester, what hasn't happened. No widespread reports of voter intimidation or fraud.
All right, Pete, thanks very much. Let me turn now to NBC's Cynthia McFadden, who's brought us some exclusive reporting over the last 2 weeks about the government's efforts to secure this election and concerns of outside interference. What are you hearing tonight, Cynthia?
Well, Lester, here's what we know. After months of anxiety about Russian meddling, U.S. intelligence sources tell NBC News tonight that cyber hygiene of all 50 states is clean, and there are no signs of dangerous intrusions into any election systems or the nation's critical infrastructure, due in large part to an intense covert campaign by the U.S., including this. The FBI went to more than 100 known and suspected Russian intelligence operatives in various diplomatic missions and individually warned them to back off and stay home today. So, good news on the intelligence front.
All right, Cynthia and Pete as well. Good to have you both here. We're back in a moment with a critical gender gap among voters. Will women voters decide the next president? We're back on this decision night in America with the first results expected to start rolling in just moments from now. NBC's Kristen Welker has a closer look at the critical role women voters may play tonight.
In an election year where the first female major party candidate could make history,
this campaign is about making sure there are no ceilings.
Tonight, women voters could make the critical difference.
I have an important duty, I mean, more than ever. First of all, to vote for the first woman president.
The Clinton campaign hoping Donald Trump's controversial comments will cost him.
Grab him by the pussy.
Republican presidential candidates have historically struggled to win over women, but this year the gender gap is unusually high. Polls before today showing women favoring Clinton by 15 points.
I think women have defined this election, and it's not just because there's the first woman candidate for president, it's also because women have emerged as a key swing group.
In battleground New Hampshire, we found divided opinions.
I'm very bothered by a lot of the language Trump uses against women.
Is there one thing that bothered you the most that he said or done when it comes to women?
Just his attitude about, you know, having his way with them and feeling like he can do whatever he wants with them.
But some women say they're with him.
Because I'm tired of the politicians. He's for the people.
His top surrogate, daughter Ivanka.
He is colorblind and gender neutral.
Polls before today showing he's leading among white women by 7 points, but among college-educated women, down by 32. Among Latinas, down by 50. The question tonight, will history be too much for Trump to overcome?
If Hillary Clinton can run for president, can you do anything?
Yeah.
Kristen Welker, NBC News, New York.
When we come back to that big question after tonight, can America unite after this long, contentious campaign? Finally, on this historic night, after months of this long, angry, and divisive campaign, here is the big question. Can this country come together and unite after this election is finally, some might say mercifully, over? Our Harry Smith found some encouraging signs today.
The polls were crowded today, red state and blue state, and all the in-between. We waited in line, and we brought our kids. This is how it's supposed to be.
Every election, she comes. You'll be ready, won't you?
For some moms and daughters, it meant even more.
If Hillary Clinton can run for president, can you do anything?
Yeah.
The idea that history might be made, electing the first woman president, brought hundreds and hundreds of visitors to the grave of suffragist Susan B. Anthony. The people at Mount Hope Cemetery said they'd never seen anything like it.
It's so emotional. This is an unbelievable day.
Amazing, isn't it? After months of acrimony, we couldn't wait to vote. But what of tomorrow, when the votes are counted? We visited Manchester's Unity Cafe to find out. Yes, Unity Cafe.
I'm really hoping that we can get more unified as a country and get behind each other and pretty much go back to basics.
We didn't ask anyone who they were voting for or which party they belonged to. We asked about tomorrow.
America was kind of founded on people coming to a common consensus to get things done. And that's what I think should happen.
I have belief that we as a country can unite
and move forward past this election, because it's not just about the election, it's about our future.
Elections are an act of civic faith, entrusting our beliefs to a person we think best represents them. And would we even bother to vote if we didn't truly believe in America itself? Harry Smith, NBC News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
And that will do it for us on Nightly News on this Tuesday night. A reminder, the first polls close just moments from now. And as you can see, our team is assembled here and our special coverage continues right now.